Next morning, Stan, Still and FMO are waiting outside the doctor's surgery. Have you been to this new doctor before?
Never. This surgery only opened 4 days ago.
I've been here 4 times already. 8 if you count all tests I've had done.
What's wrong with you?
No idea, but I've got symptoms coming out of my ears.
Nasty. Well, I'm here for a third opinion.
Third?
Yes. I've had my opinion. And my mum's opinion. We disagree completely. So, I need a third opinion.
Hey Luke, door is opening. Let's go in.
Oh, they call me the doctor! Oh yeah! My neighbourhood!
Oh yeah! Nurse Gladys, come here.
Dr. Foster, you are back!
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I meant that you were back from Gloucester. How was it?
Dreadful. It chucked it down all the time I was there. And I fell in a puddle right up to here, just below the wallet. I'm not going there again. Ever.
And it sounds such a nice place in the brochures.
They're wrong. Have we got a full surgery this morning?
Jam to the doors. The most sickly bunch of patients I've ever seen. Every ailment and disease under the sun.
Bring them on.
Patient number one.
Doctor, I need some pills to improve my memory.
Certainly. How many would you like?
How many what?
Next.
Doctor, I think I'm a cat.
How long have you felt like this?
Since I was a kitten.
Next.
Doctor, I think I'm a goat.
Really? How are the kids? Next.
Doctor, I think I'm turning into a fish.
Just hop onto the scales. Next.
Doctor, I think I'm a crocodile.
Don't worry, you'll soon snap out of it. Next.
Doctor, I think I'm a dog.
Sit.
I can't. I'm not allowed on furniture.
Nurse Gladys. Walkies. Next.
Doctor, have you got the results of my test?
Yes, you're turning into a grandfather clock.
Am I?
No, I'm just winding you up. Next!
Dr. Foster, Her Majesty Queen Cheryl is here for her special appointment.
Show her in.
Doctor, I'm here for my examination.
Certainly, Your Majesty. Nurse Gladys, pass me my examination equipment.
Rubber gauntlets, industrial strength, LED torch, full face mask, and a long stick with a sink plunger on the end.
What's that for?
You aren't allowed to touch the royal personage direct.
Just a quick plunge with a plunger, Your Majesty. It won't hurt much.
180!
Is that serious, Doctor?
Nothing to worry about much. We've just got a severe case of the dreaded lurgy and a bad attack of mother-in-law's elbow.
Can you cure them?
Will you go private?
Whatever it costs.
Excellent. You have to take 4 of these tablets after every meal.
They're ginormous. They must be horse tablets.
They worked wonders for red rum. And there's a course of 42 injections. Go into the treatment room and Nurse Gladys will give you the first one now.
Through the green door, Your Majesty.
Nurse Gladys! Use the 2-pint syringe, but give Her Majesty an anaesthetic. The 4-pound mallet will be ideal. Next patient.
Doctor, oh, I think I've just swallowed a chicken bone.
Are you choking?
No, I'm serious.
Next.
Doctor! The invisible man's outside.
Tell him I can't see him. Next.
Good morning, Dr. Foster.
We got here as quickly as we could.
What's wrong with you two?
Nothing that an injection of money wouldn't cure.
Then I can't see you. This is a doctor's surgery. Come back when you're ill.
But we just want a prescription, Dr. Foster.
You can only have prescription if there is something wrong with you.
I am Old King Cole.
And how long have you been suffering from this delusion?
All my life.
Then have as many prescriptions as you like.
But we only want the next one from your pad.
Amazing. It's already written out.
Well, what does it say?
£2 of tripe, a tin of spam, a bucket of lard and zabaglione. Oh, that's my shopping list.
What does the next one say?
Strange. It looks like part of a map and it says, she's dishy and her dishes are delicious. But the answer is in her closely guarded recipe book under N.
That's exactly what we want. Thank you, Doctor.
But what does it mean?
It means we need to find a famous cook. But which one?
Delia.
Fanny Craddock?
It must be. Let's go.
That was more than enough patience for one day. Time for my treatment. Nurse Gladys, the screens.
So, who is the dishy cook who makes delicious dishes? What's in a recipe book under N? Will Oaken, Cole and Jim Lad work it out in time for tomorrow's episode? Tune in and find out.
You have just been listening to episode 2, Oaken, Cole's Treasure Hunt, a play for radio in 7 parts. Martin Warmby was Oaken, Cole and Nurse Gladys. Colin Gradwell was Jim Lad. Roy Ashcroft was Stan Still. Austin Mulhern was Arthur Moe. Karen Smith was Mary Quite Contrary. Bill Greenhalgh was the Pretty Maid. David Fensom was Dr. Foster. Georgina Heaton was Queen Cheryl and Polly Kettle. Karen Smith and Bill Greenhalgh were the other patients. And Austin Mulhern was the narrator. Oaken, Cole's Treasure Hunt was written and directed by Bill Greenhalgh, who also adapted it for radio. Sound effects were by Howard Gregory and Bill Greenhalgh. No slugs, weeds or cockle shells were harmed in this production. Oaken, Cole's Treasure Hunt is a West Orton Methodist Amateur Dramatic Society production on behalf of Washacre FM.